Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. You know, it's wintertime, so let's talk history about skis and skiing. Ski technology in Norway goes back more than 5,000 years. It began here in the Lake Chelan area much later than that, in the 1900s. The thrill of sliding and jumping in snow continues to attract people of all ages. The Norwegians have been instrumental in many of the advances in design of equipment. Downhill skiing in the Chelan area got a slow start. In the early 30s, skis were made of flat pine boards with a strap in the middle to slip your foot through and a rubber inner tube band wrapped around the heel to make a cheap, primitive binding. This was not for steep, challenging slopes, but it served for skiing at Swanson's Farm Hill above the Boyd District. This site was a hayfield with stubble sometimes sticking up through the snow. At the bottom of this slight incline was a big haystack where sometimes they built a warming fire. If you couldn't stop and missed the haystack, you could end up in the cow pen and deal with fresh or frozen cow pies, if not the cows themselves. The Chelan Valley Mirror reported in February 1940 that the Forest Service, in conjunction with the CCC and Lake Chelan Sportsmen's Association, were to build a ski course at First Creek. The road had been opened, but it was rough. 70 CCC men were to begin in late February that year, opening up the three sites that were to be cleared for beginners and intermediate, with the third run for the speed demons to keep them away from the less skilled skiers. Apparently, this ski site did not last long as it became a rock quarry instead, sometime before 1961. The ski lodge that had been built was nice, but it was torn down and ended up as firewood. In the mid-30s, a ski area was developed on the Butte Mountain and called the North Pole. It sported a 600-foot rope tow, a warming hut with refreshments, and even two outside johns for the skiers. Currently, we have only Echo Valley and Echo Ridge as nearby ski sites. Ski technology was rapidly advancing as the sport increased in popularity. Skis became specialized for downhill, track, and cross-country. For example, the Bonne cross-country skis, which I used in the 70s, were made of ash and were about 7 feet long, or 210 centimeters, much longer and heavier than current models. Mine weighed 3 pounds apiece. That's pretty heavy. They had steel edges in the middle section, called the kicker, and had lignostone edges on the tips and tails to help them maintain sharp edges for telemark turns. They had cable bindings made of steel, which added to the weight. Lignostone is a very durable compressed beech wood, which is 5 times as durable as ash wood, and it sinks. But these skis, which were state-of-the-art in the 70s, were made obsolete by the 80s, with fiberglass replacing the wood, and it had a high-density polyurethane edge on them. But they continued to develop. Remember that the museum remains open this winter, and especially during the holidays of Winterfest and President's Day. See you next time.